Well, I compete in Olympic weightlifting and CrossFit for the past about 3 years. CrossFit would be more of the cardio side of it, with weightlifting and gymnastics combined. And I've been doing weightlifting now since I was 13, when I first came to Neil with a hip injury. And it was just at the start, it was just to try and strengthen the hip, but then kind of got hooked to the weight side of it.
It led into, well, it looks like a promising career. And you were in Austria a couple of weeks ago, last weekend I think it was, and came third. I suppose, was that a bit of a shock, or was that something you were aiming for?
It was a big shock, as like you think of all the European lifters to almost annihilate the Ireland team, but we actually did pretty well, and a good few of us podiumed, which we went in kind of like the underdogs, and they didn't really know what to expect of us, but we actually did kind of well.
And tell me about the mindset of yourself going into that. You know, what was going through your head looking forward to that, I suppose, weekend? Was nerves or excitement, or just you couldn't wait to get up there?
Well, I was very nervous. Like, I wouldn't be a confident person that much anyways, but I went in just kind of confident enough, hoping I'd just hit my lifts, didn't really take on much around me. But then when I was doing well, I got a bit more confident as the lifts went on and tried to go heavier than I would usually.
Heavier, exactly. And tell me, heavier, what does that mean in your terms?
Well, my highest snatch would be a 62 kg and clean and jerk 70 kg.
And getting up to that level, how long did that take you?
Quite a while. I've been doing it since I was 13, but I only properly started weightlifting when I went into the adults class, and that was about 2 years ago. And it does take a lot of programming and a lot of training and a lot of squats.
Tell me a wee bit about the lot of training part of it. And I know your trainer's sitting here beside you, so you can be honest with me. every day, for how many days? How does the format work?
Well, I try to train every day, and some I'm in leaving cert now, so I try and come up mornings as well, because some evenings I have a lot of studying to do. But I train Saturdays and Sundays as well, longer. Some Sundays are rest days, though.
No doubt you have a lot on your plate now, but you're looking at this serious. This is a career for you. You think this is something that you really want to push on with?
Yeah, I do. Like, I've always had an interest in sports, because before the accident with my hip, I would have been big into Gaelic and football and gymnastics and running, but then CrossFit kind of got the better of me. But I would like to follow my career in sports, maybe head down the physiotherapy lane, hopefully.
And no doubt a lot of inspiration coming from what you've done and trying to get more people into the sport, no doubt.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a popular sport. Like, when you mention it to my friends or different ones, they wouldn't really know what I'm on about. So I'd like to get more young girls involved and to know what CrossFit is. A lot of them would just think, oh, it's getting fit, or it's lifting weights and you get big and bulky, but it's not always the case.
Well, the man who brought CrossFit to Letterkenny and to the Northwest is well known to our listeners is Neil Barrett. Neil, thanks for taking time out and letting us come to your gym here. Neil, I suppose, first of all, touching on the overall success of Megan, how big of a factor has that been for you? I suppose you've taught her since she was from 13 years age.
Yeah, well, Megan came into our teen classes when she was 13, but she moved very differently to the rest of the teenagers, so there's just something different about the way that she held a barbell, held a stick, and saw a bit of promise. And I asked her parents then if I could take her into adult classes, because I wanted to coach her myself. Mm. And so she joined adult classes when you were about 14 years of age. We took her into the bigger classes, and she shone brighter than most of the adults, to be honest. So yeah, she's pretty inspirational, not just to teens, but to all the adults as well.
Do you think her particular understanding of sport beforehand would have led to maybe her having that drive and, you know, enjoyment to actually give it a go, to take what you're bringing to the table on board and, you know, actually say, I might have a future here?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, a lot of the skills that you learn in various sports, they're all transferable. So, like, her conditioning from the likes of Gaelic football and running was a massive factor in her being able to keep up with the older people in classes. and then her gymnastic skills from beforehand gave her good mobility, so she could get into better positions maybe than a lot of other people at the same age. So she had a good grounding from various sporting backgrounds, which definitely gave her an advantage to probably most.
Talk me through, Megan, first of all, the journey started when you were a number of years ago. You're ranked fairly high in Europe, and maybe you might tell us how you're ranked up against the rest of Europe.
Yeah, well, I started off just more like doing local weightlifting competitions in Northern Ireland, and there wasn't that many people involved, so there wasn't much competition, but I was ranked the highest under 17 weightlifter for my weight category. But then when I started lifting in Ireland, I won the Leinster and Ulster Open under 17s, and I was then selected to represent Ireland in Edinburgh at first, where I think I came third. And then I went on to Austria there, where I placed third. But prior to this, I was ranked 12th in Europe with the CrossFit Open.
So a girl from just outside Letterkenny, 12th in Europe, Neil, who just came up to get herself right for football. Did you ever think that would develop from your point of view?
As a weightlifter, definitely. When I saw her moving, I knew there was massive potential there. CrossFit's very broad, so it's hard to nail down how good somebody is until they compete against everybody else in Europe or even the world. So Megan ranked in the top 200 in her first year, and then top 80 then in the second year in the world, which is massive considering there's hundreds of thousands of girls at that age competing in that same category. Which is huge. And then as a weightlifter, she's the best in the country. In fact, she holds the record. She's the best the country's ever had, not just right now. So she's the current record holder in snatch for her age category.
So specifically, tell us a wee bit more about the actual sport. CrossFit has an individual competition, but can it lead on to anything else for her, maybe representing Ireland in the Olympics? Or is that a goal, or is that, I suppose, something that can come out of this?
Yeah, that would be the kind of the long-term goal. So CrossFit and then Olympic weightlifting are two separate sports. So CrossFit encompasses weightlifting, gymnastics, whereas Olympic weightlifting is an actual Olympic sport. Megan competes at both. So to get to the Olympics, yes, she can represent her country at the Olympics easily, if she keeps lifting. I mean, the short-term goal is to get her into a good university that has a good sports program or physiotherapy program where she can still compete and study. But long-term, representing, going to the Olympics would be pretty amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, we'll all keep our eye on that. But tell me, what did your parents, your family and your friends, what do they think of all this, this new sport that you're into?
At first, they didn't know what to think of me. I think they, I remember speaking to my auntie about it once, about weightlifting, and she thought it was like big, massive people roaring and shouting and lifting weights to their knees. But when I showed her the video, she was quite taken away by what she thought. Now, I've explained a lot to people that know me what weightlifting is, and pretty impressed at this stage.
And from your point of view, Neil, sometimes weightlifting gets bad press, like every other sport does. From the point of view of that, taking underage into that situation, tell us what's different about Megan's process compared to someone who just lands in the gym. What has she done behind that?
Well, the coaching, I suppose, is a massive element of it. The coaches that we have here are high level. All of them are highly qualified Olympic weightlifting coaches, not just trainers. So we have a process by teaching them very, very simple basic squatting, lifting and pressing movements. And then if they show a competency in those, then we can progress them on. A lot of young teens and children don't show the same potential Megan showed, so we can't really develop them in the same way. Megan was very different. She's an outlier. She's one in a million when it comes to weightlifting. So we were able to progress her at a much faster rate because of her competency and the way she moved. I'd love to get another dozen Megans, but I don't know if that's possible. I don't know if they're in Letterkenny, to be honest. You know, I don't know if they exist. But yeah, I mean, there's a process in place, and I just think weightlifting, not just as a sport, but as a part of other sports, is a massive link that I think people could use that to benefit their own sports, not just as a sport itself. So, I mean, we treat weightlifting as fun and enjoyable, and it's a link or a part of other sports and other disciplines. But like with any sport, it carries a massive amount of risk when you start competing at a high level. I mean, the amount of weight that she's moving, there's definitely a risk involved with it, because it's a huge amount of weight for a 16-year-old girl to move. But you need to accept the risk because of the massive payout, the huge benefit that if she does well. So it's like any sport, rugby, Gaelic, it wouldn't matter. As the competition gets higher and the level gets higher, so too does the risk of something going wrong. But luckily, Megan's been quite lucky in that respect.
And I suppose juggling everything this year, doing your leaving cert, no doubt there's a nutritional diet to look after, knowing Neil. He will have you on that as well.
Yeah, I do take my nutrition quite seriously. I try to eat clean, especially when I am coming up to competitions and meeting weight categories, but I would still definitely treat myself now and again. I like my treats.
She turned vegetarian recently too, much to my dismay, but we talked about this. I'm not going to win that argument.